The National Women's Organizer of the CPP, Maryam Kuma Boachi Boateng, has resigned from the party to join the Progressive People's Party, PPP. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Madam Nkuma said her resignation has been necessitated by the alleged unilateral decisions taken by the chairperson of the CPP. This, according to her, is making her ineffective as women's organizer of the party. She spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
Said the fact that telling Western regime people to support Dr. Ndum, so I've been interdicted. And after all these months that they said I've been interdicted, nothing has said to me. And that day, immediately after my interdiction, they called in, the former women's organizer. She has also put up as chairperson of the National of the Women's Affairs Committee and all those things that we have rejected. She called in and confirmed her as the acting women organizer. In fact, I had decided to keep quiet over this. I was not going to say anything till they decide what to do with me. But for what Akonfra said on air yesterday, that was what has even triggered this formal resignation and coming out like this. They have the agenda, and the agenda is for her to become the Frag Brother 26 committees that they set up. Some year, they set up their own committees working and sent us, sent us text message and email.
Where is your next destination? Are you joining the PPP?
Oh, I'm a progressive person, so I move with progressive people. I'm joining PPP. My dear, I'm joining PPP. I'm a progressive woman. I mean business, and I want to work. See action very soon. What it means by organizing women, you will see.
The former national women's organizer of the CPP, Mary Nkuma Boachi Boateng. Meanwhile, the communications director of the CPP, Niyama Akumfra, says the party is not surprised at the resignation of its national women's organizer. Madam Nkuma was earlier interdicted by the party for her alleged involvement in the affairs of the Progressive People's Party.
CPP is focused on the issues. We're focused on the issues that concern Ghanaians, and we are really not wanting to be distracted by, petty little matters that has no bearing on the suffering of Ghana. Having said that, our women's organizer was interdicted. A number of charges were brought against her, for which she was answerable to the disciplinary committee of the party. Before the case can be heard, she has resigned. But she was interdicted she's not the women's organizer, she's an interdicted women's organizer of the party.
In her statement, she cited the party leader, that is Sama Yaba Nkrumah, taking unilateral decisions.
Well, that is the agenda that they are now on. It's an agenda that PPP members are now on. And it's not a matter for us to, what we know is that overwhelmingly the majority of the members of our party voted for the leader of our party, and they support her, they still support her. And those who have been interdicted or those who resigned really have no business to now come commenting on reasons why they've resigned.
What is the CPP doing to stop this resignation?
If anybody wants to join the PPP, it tells us that they're not in Kumai. It tells us that they don't believe in ideology, because the PPP says they don't believe in ideology. But having said all that, we want to focus on the issues that concern the country and ordinary people. We don't want to be dragged having to comment on the PPP every single day. We're really not interested. It's a non-issue for us.
Communications Director of the CPP, Niyama Akumfra.